A Spell in Time, Mystic Time Cozy Mystery Series, Book 1, written by Lish LeBaron, narrated by Laura Gillis. Dedication. For all those who live and breathe characters, settings, and plot twists as they go about their daily lives. For all those who wish to read the books they write. To my mom, Evelyn, who comes to visit me in my dreams sometimes and give me a hug, especially when I need it. She is always with me. To my mother's mother, Anne, who thought all of those who belonged to her could do no wrong. She was a sweet and loving lady. To my friends and family, who put up with me saying, "I have this idea for a series," and everything I babbled on afterwards. Acknowledgements. Thanks to my friend, Melissa Vreeland, a registered nurse, for her expert medical knowledge. Any mistakes made are mine, not hers. Thank you to my family and friends for being sounding boards. I almost held my breath as I listened to the phone ring and ring and ring. Kiara had assured me that this was his latest cell phone number, and she was very rarely wrong. I bit my lip as his voicemail picked up. It was actually his voice. I had only heard it from radio and television interviews over the last several years. Not that I would or could forget the sound of his voice. I wanted to say something snarky or rude, but my heart was pounding too hard. I fingered the sterling silver necklace with the aquamarine pendant my sister had given me last month. There were 6 silver hearts in a circle, creating a star with the clear blue stone at the center. Each of the 6 hearts represented each of the 6 cousins of our family. I took a breath, rolled my eyes at myself for being ridiculous, and began speaking at the sound of the stupid beep. "This is Ari. I'm at Stonehenge in England this week. I'm producing my latest album. Want to collaborate with me on a song? I'll even let you promote it if you want," I said before humming the first few bars of A Dab of Color, an upbeat song about missing someone. Yeah, I know. Sounds corny, but it was a pretty song. After I disconnected the call, I let out a breath and wondered if he would show up. I had given him the location and times, but 5.5 years was a long time, with a lot of hurt feelings between us. I didn't know if the distance would help us at this point. I really hoped so, because it was past time for him to get to know his son, one he probably didn't even realize that he'd had. Not for a lack of trying on my part years ago. I shook my short auburn hair, cut in a wavy pageboy haircut, liberally highlighted with different colors, as if I was sporting streaks of a variety of brightly colored paints. As an artist, color was almost my everything. Oddly enough, I only had a sprinkling of freckles across my nose and a few on the inside of my elbows from skin damage, unlike my older sister, Anne, who also sported the auburn hair that we inherited from our mother. She was drenched in freckles. I had uber pale skin and green eyes. I didn't tan in the sun. I burned. And burned badly, which was why sunscreen was my friend. SPF 100 was what I carried in my purse. I like to embrace makeup as an art form for my face, specifically around my eyes, which is why I usually wore contacts, not glasses. I also loved fun, expressive earrings because they don't get in the way of painting or creating music like rings or bracelets do. I'm average height for a woman, with enough curves to make me feel girly, and my rear looks good in a pair of jeans. Iced coffee in the morning is a must, as it wakes me up. Hot coffee makes me sleepy, which may sound odd, but whatever. Hot cocoa is best for sharing with people, like my sister or my son.
"Mommy!"
cried a little boy around 5 years old. He had his father's jet black hair and amber eyes, matched with my pale skin. His hair had my red and blonde highlights. He looked like a bright blue puffball in his down winter jacket, knit hat, and mittens. It was February in England, and the temperature was around 42 degrees Fahrenheit. I should know what that was in Celsius, but I never really cared. I picked him up and swung him around, letting him ride on my back as he made the giddy-up horsey noises. I had to be careful to keep him on my back, as my coat was a bit slippery. I wore layers upon layers, from my paint-splattered heather ocean blue fleecy overalls and turtleneck sweatshirt to my warm socks and rain poncho with matching hat and gloves. The outfit was from my clothing line. I know, a clothing line? I'm a paint-splattered artist. Why would I have a clothing line? Before my son Byron was born, I had half of my closet, which was paint-free, and the other half I had somehow advertently or inadvertently gotten paint on. After he was born, I seemed to have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?